Early Thursday morning, Montana Railing called state game wardens to the scene where as many as 30 elk lay dead. The warden said they were told the eastbound train was believed to be traveling at 60 miles per hour when it collided with the animals near Spokane Creek Road. The accident produced gruesome images of mangled carcasses. Dave Lowen, a game warden with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, was one of the first on the scene. He says the animals were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
There's a lot of snow in the area, so what happens is the elk will be crossing from one side of the tracks to the other, and they get up on the tracks, and they kind of take a break because there's little snow up there, and the train's coming down.
Montana Railing said in a press release Thursday they were finalizing cleanup plans and that no one was injured in the collision. The company notified Fish, Wildlife, and Parks due to the large number of animals hit. Lowen says that accidents involving wildlife are expected, but what happened Wednesday night was noteworthy as an isolated incident with a high death toll.
It's a hazard for vehicles, it's a hazard for trains. Fortunately, it's just a product of, I guess, the environment that we live in.
Lowen says the dead animals were not salvageable and not suitable for a food bank donation. Katie Reardon, Montana Public Radio News.